Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Tuesdays at 9:40 Pacific time, we check in with Karen Lyle, who will co-host this segment with me. She is with SailSportsTalk.com, a website you should check out about everything to do with sailing. Karen, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you, and good to talk to you as always on a Tuesday.
We have a guest that is Barbie McGowan from the Ida Lewis Yacht Club in Newport, Rhode Island, and they just had this last weekend the 20th Ida Lewis distance race. It is demanding. It is a 24-hour endurance race. Welcome to the show, Barbie. And I saw that 35 teams entered and only 25 finished. Did the other 10 sink or blow up?
Well, even though it was a kind of a blustery start, there were pockets of no air, which frustrated a lot of boats. The ones that stuck it out made it back okay, and a lot of them won, or I would say the class winners were the ones that stuck it out, and 10 decided to retire mainly because they felt like they weren't going to make the time limit or they were just too frustrated.
You know, Barbie, I find it very difficult to sail in light or no wind, because if you don't have enough wind, then basically you don't have control of your boat. And I think the rules are that you have to be sailing. You can't turn your motor on or else you've quit the race. So what did some of the sailors experience when they were in those pockets with no wind?
Well, one of the smallest boats in the fleet, it was a Hobie 33, so only 33 feet long. Its name was Captain Sluggo. It actually won its class. He said that there were stretches of little to no wind, and basically he was doing circles on the race course. And they, again, just decided they've got to stick it out. Another class winner, a 46-foot boat, Arcadia, which won ORC1, he said that he was very happy that he had a lot of good navigators on board that kind of helped him stick it out as well. But then they had amazing, you know, good air good air legs too. You know, they go pretty far. The race committee, before the race happens, they determine the different courses that the boats will sail. And they do that based on what the weather conditions look like, how they can make it close enough to as close as possible to a 24-hour race as possible. So the various classes sailed on courses that ranged from 104 nautical miles, that was the shortest, to 150 nautical miles, which was the longest. It's really a middle distance race when you look at things like the Newport to Bermuda race. But people really like it because it's not too short, not too long. They know they can be back by dinner time on Saturday because it starts at Friday morning at 11 a.m. And it gives an opportunity for people who aren't veteran sailors or veteran overnight sailors, let's say, to try it on for size. But then a lot of these guys have done many Newport to Bermuda races. And they are, like I said, they're used to no wind, they're used to too much wind, and they got it all in this race this time.
Where the Ida Lewis Yacht Club is situated on Lime Rock there in Newport, take me back a little bit to the history, because from what I understand, right around the Civil War, the Lewis family and then Ida later herself, they ran the lighthouse, right?
Well, Ida Lewis, which is the namesake for our club, was a, let's see, I have a little background on here about it. She was the lighthouse keeper's daughter. Ida Lewis sits on a rock in the southeast corner of Newport Harbor. Her father got ill, and so she ended up taking over the lighthouse for him. I believe she was only 16 or so years old, but let's see. He was the light keeper in 1854, and he took his family to live on the rock at 1857. So he had a stroke. She took over tending the light, you know, filling the lamp with oil at sundown and again at midnight, trimming the wick, etc. But she also, her only way to get on and off the island was with a huge dory that she would row with her flowing black dresses, because that's what they wore back then. And that's how she took her brothers and sisters to school on the mainland. So over the course of the years that she took care of the lighthouse, she was credited with saving 18 lives, thus the 18 stars in our Ida Lewis Burgee, because there were a lot of Navy at the time, I guess maybe sailors trying to get to the mainland from Fort Adams did make it, and she would go out and rescue them, and was even given a Congressional Medal of Honor back in the day. So she was a true hero, and we are very proud of having her history as part of our tapestry at the Yacht Club.
Well, thank you for sharing that story again. It's just always wonderful to hear about the tenacity and courage of people in years before. And then also, I wanted to mention that your position as a professional representing the races, which means you talk to the media about the races because you know all of the people, and you are also a sailor. And I know, because of course I'm part of the family of sailors as well, that you don't actually get into a position of professional media in the East Coast unless you are of the family and know sailing yourself. And I think you started in Texas. Tell us just a short history of your entrance into sailing.
Well, I was always sailing as a kid in Texas, and make a long story short, I got my six pack license when I was in Texas, and because I was an instructor, and I decided I wanted to be a boat captain. Went to Florida to try to do that and realized that some of these boat captains had their 250 ton licenses, and I was like a small fish, very small fish in a big pond. But I did make my way to Newport because I was on the semi-retired ocean racer Kealoha 3, and met my husband on that boat, and jumped off, did a magazine for the America's Cup, and kind of began my career that way. But I think it's, you know, I am an Ida Lewis member, so a lot of us volunteer, and then we do our professional part as well, and we can, you know, pitch that in as part of the program. But it's been fun, you know, living in Newport's a whole nother deal, and people in the Ida Lewis distance race love coming to our little yacht club because it's very informal. It's not like a big fancy yacht club. We don't have a dining room. It's on a rock. It's a lighthouse on a rock. And one of the other things I wanted to kind of throw in there was that out of the 35 teams competing, and we're very proud of this too, that five were dual scored for the youth challenge and six were dual scored for a collegiate challenge. So each of those boats have to have an allotment, a required allotment of 40%. Either youth or collegiate sailors to qualify for those challenges. And we've been trying to build that over the years. That was very exciting to have so many sign up this year.
I saw in the race, some boats went 104 nautical miles, some went 150. So I guess people get blown off course, or that seems like a big disparity there.
No. Each class was given a different length course.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The smaller boats got the shorter course, The bigger boats got a little bit longer course. We were a little nervous at one point that they weren't going to make the time limit because you can't always predict exactly what the wind's going to do.
Let me ask you this then. My dad went to OCS in Newport, Rhode Island, and he always really liked it. I want to ask you, how's the Narragansett beer? Are you thumbs up on that?
I'm not a big beer drinker, but I know a lot of people that drink it.
Right.
I'm sure it's yeah, we have wine. We have some wineries around here, believe it or not. I don't know if we can compete with California, but you know, people love them and they get into the beers. A lot of breweries popping up too. It's fun.
Karen, we got time for one more question.
Well, what is your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Oh my gosh. I'd have to tell you the mix of a cocktail. But anyway, I'm sure, I guess in that light, we can say that every boat that crosses the finish line, they are met at the finish line, which is right off Ida. It's sited off Ida Lewis Yacht Club in the harbor. They are met by a rib and they are given a bottle of Prosecco. The kids, of course, get apple cider, bottled apple cider, but that's kind of a special touch that we give. We haven't given Narragansett beer yet, but maybe that's something we can think about.
All right. Well, forget the 24 hours of Le Mans. You want to do the 24 hours of the Ida Lewis distance race and go to ilyc.org for more information. We have been speaking with Barbie McGowan. Barbie, thanks for your time and your insights.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbie.
And Karen, good to talk to you again, and we'll do it next week.
We will do it next week. It's always great to talk to the sports guy, Rick Tittle, and the sailing gal, Karen Lyle.
It's good to talk to yourself.
You know, what are we saying? What are we saying, right? You know, there's an echo. There's an echo. I hear myself in an echo right now.
That's what it is. All right. Thanks, Karen. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's go to a break and we'll come on back.